believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. This is the opening sentence of the FFA's creed. I'll never forget my first ag class. The smell of wood chipping, welding fumes, and power tools floating through the open door of our shop into the classroom. I was only in seventh grade, and although I didn't love working with my hands, I fell in love with the class. Through it, I was given opportunities to learn life skills, judge land, and compete in creed speaking. In creed speaking, I memorized the FFA creed and delivered it to a panel of judges. Those words, I believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words but of deeds, a faith born of actions, not of words, for the future of the industry. Standing in front of that panel, I live those words. In my ag class and FFA chapter, I could see this future at work. Agricultural education shapes the future of the agricultural industry by building up leaders, not only as farmers, but as diverse agriculturalists in different fields all over the world. This brings us to the topic of our episode, agricultural education in the National FFA Organization. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of A Day in Agriculture. Agricultural education and the FFA are both very important parts of ag. In this episode, I'm going to give some background on ag education and its importance. Then we will go straight into our interview with Mr. Jared Dice, agriscience teacher and former Alabama FFA executive secretary. The question you may be asking at this point is, what is FFA in agricultural education? Ag classes are offered in a vast majority of public and some private schools. Going hand in hand with these ag classes are FFA chapters, which, different from other CTSOs or career and technical student organizations, FFA functions on a three-circle model, which includes FFA itself, classroom instruction, and supervised agricultural experiences. In 1917, the Smith-Hughes Act was adopted. This act provided federal aid to the states in order to encourage vocational education, particularly agricultural education, leading to the establishment of agricultural classes in schools across the country. A few years later, in 1925, Henry Grosclose and a group of other agricultural educators established the Future Farmers of Virginia for boys enrolled in ag classes. This served as the model for the Future Farmers of America. Finally, in 1928, the Future Farmers of America, or FFA, was established, with the first national convention being held that year in Kansas City, Missouri. The rest was history, with the FFA being the first national CTSO. FFA and agricultural education classes have evolved to educate students about consumer literacy, basic handiwork, leadership, and a plethora of other topics. They encourage exploration into different careers and provide opportunities for growth and success. One of these opportunities is career development events and leadership development events, or CDEs and LDEs. These events are competitions about a variety of subjects that encourage students to find their passions and compete. Some examples of CDEs include livestock evaluation, land evaluation, floriculture, meat evaluation, veterinary science, and many, many more. Some other examples of LDEs are extemporaneous public speaking, prepared public speaking, conduct of a chapter meeting, and so many more. These event winners are awarded with an FFA banner, which is one of FFA's most recognizable symbols. Walking into my FFA chapter, they're the first thing I notice, and a source of pride to chapters all over the nation. Coming back to FFA's three-circle model, we've talked about ag education and the FFA, but we haven't spoken about the final circle, the SAE. SAE stands for Supervised Agricultural Experience, and encourages students to explore, be employed, or start their own businesses in ag. Students keep logs of the activities they do and the money they make over time. They can then take these records and use them to submit a proficiency application, which is an application that shows their knowledge in the subject. These applications are then judged, and similar to CDEs and LDEs, the winners are awarded with banners. Ag teachers and FFA advisors sit at the head of FFA, SAEs, and ag education, teaching the future generation of agriculturalists. In the United States, there are more than 13,000 advisors serving chapters in all 50 states, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. Advisors work tirelessly to educate about agriculture, teach life skills, and create opportunities for their students. Above these chapter FFA advisors sit FFA state staff, usually former ag teachers themselves, that organize and facilitate contests, events, and conventions on the state level. These staff members also work closely with district and state FFA officers to lead their state association. This brings us to our guest, Mr. Jared Dice. Mr. Dice is going on 15 years working in education. He's taught agri-science and served as Alabama FFA Executive Secretary for 3 years. He is currently teaching agri-science at Beauregard High School in Central Alabama, where he works alongside his wife, Mrs. Whitney Dice. So to start us off, Mr. Dice, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be our sixth guest.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So first, to get us started, I just want to ask, would you mind giving us your story about your career in FFA and ag education?
Absolutely. We need about 90 minutes because that's what I do with my classes. I tell my story. But to give everyone the short version of that, I don't have an ag background or a farming background. My parents didn't farm. Down the line, I had some relatives who did, but I didn't grow up doing it. I got involved with FFA and ag education all because of a guitar. Where I went to school at Enterprise High School, they were very big on string bands, and I went to church with some people who were in high school at the time and took ag, and they told me I needed to join ag, and I'm like, I don't know about that. But they convinced me ultimately because there was a string band that could play the song Free Bird. So I had to be an ag, so I signed up for ag, and it was just the coolest thing because it was different than anything I'd ever experienced. The teacher genuinely cared. He told stories about his life and experiences in agriculture. He did not just assign us a book, and that was really different for me. So I really enjoyed the hands-on aspect, just like so many ag students do. But more or less, it was a lot of motivation. I was a really quiet, shy kid growing up, and ag was what brought me out of my shell as FFA. Because my teacher, Mr. Waters and Mr. Harrelson were my two ag teachers, and they really were about inspiration and motivation. So that, just that belief in me, being a kid who lacked a lot of self-confidence, was big. So that really is what hooked me and really got me out of my shell, and having the opportunities just to want to be a part of something. It was a family environment, and it called to me. I had given up on sports at that point, and I wasn't into band or anything else at the school, so it was the place for me. And I think that's what it is for so many. But it was my place, so it helped me take leadership positions and helped me it was really the shining spot of my high school time when I got ready to graduate high school. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and one day I'm sitting in my ag room, and I'm looking at those beautiful banners we have in Alabama, and I said to myself, I'm going to miss this. And that's when I realized I didn't have to, and that I could be an ag teacher, and I could have the impact on someone's life that Mr. Harrelson and Mr. Waters had on mine. So that's kind of why I do what I do in a nutshell.
Yes, sir. I feel like really finding your place is definitely something big that happens in ag classes, because Like you said, that's kind of how I got into FFA too. I didn't really know what I wanted to go into, and I already knew our ag teacher, and I knew that I would end up being in FFA, but I didn't expect to love it as much as I did, or to get out of my shell, like you mentioned, and find my place.
Right. And that's the thing that's so cool, is that I think everyone has the same story, but different. It's just everyone I've talked to that's really got involved with FFA, it started with a teacher, and that's the big thing why I teach. It started with a teacher. It started with someone caring enough about what they did to make me care about it.
Yes, sir, for sure. So, from starting off as an ag teacher, what would you say really inspired you to take the step and decide to do different things with our state association?
Well, when I, early on in my career, I've always wanted to be good. I wanted to be a good teacher. I wanted to have a great FFA program. I wanted my students to have the opportunity. So I was always looking for opportunities. And when you're a young teacher and you're eager, a lot of people will invest in you. And that was the case for me. Our former state staff, like Mr. Jacob Davis, Mr. Phil Paramore, Mr. Andy Chamness, those are people who, and Dr. Chris Kennedy, who was once on our state staff, those are people who, like, they gave me chances. They said, hey, you want to be more involved? Come help with our district officers. Come help with this, that, the other. And I got some really cool opportunities and got to see behind the curtain a little bit about what that's all about. And that really was something that I always enjoyed doing. So, you know, eventually there came a point in my career where some circumstances were happening and it was time to make some changes. And the opportunity presented itself for me to take that leap to, you know, joining state staff 3.5 years ago. And it just seemed like a logical time. But I just, at that point when I made the jump, it was about having the opportunity to do things that I was always passionate about and being able to move the state forward. I had very little idea what it was really about, but I just knew there were changes I could see. There were things I felt like I could make better and bring a new perspective to. So that was kind of my motivation for wanting to try something new.
Yes, sir. And like you said, I feel like a lot of people don't realize just the amount of work that goes into making FFA tick as an organization, because we're so vast and there's so much that goes into it.
Absolutely. It's just, and with that, I will say, having now stepped back into the classroom and having done both sides of it, I give teachers more and more credit, because it is sometimes easy when you're not immersed in school every day. You're not immersed in a classroom every day with new kids. It's easy to forget that, you know, both jobs have their unique challenges. I would say, you know, state staff job was very, very time consuming in a lot of ways at different times of the year. Whereas teaching, they're kind of on the opposite schedule almost. At the when teachers are gearing up like this time of year to go right back at it and get kids excited again and have these new classes, it's when things on the state side seem to slow down for a month or two. But then in your summertime, when teachers kind of have a little bit laid back, is when, especially in my role when I was executive secretary, is like go, go, go for weeks and weeks at a time and just never slow down. So both challenging. Having done it, I'm proud to say, going back in the classroom, that I'm remembering what it's like to be a teacher, and that's all I ever wanted to be. And it has its challenges, but it has its rewards. And like I've always said, I don't think there's any greater profession in the world than teaching ag education.
Yes, sir. So with some of those challenges that come with being an ag teacher, going back in, what are some of those challenges that you've seen being an ag teacher?
Yeah, absolutely. Having been out of the classroom for 3.5 years, and during that time we dealt with COVID. I hate to bring up COVID all the time, but, you know, students had different educational experience. I've been away from kids. Coming back in, it's like relearning some strategies for whether it's classroom management strategies or just refreshing myself on things I used to be really sharp on because I taught them every year. And then when I went to a State Department role, my job changed, my duties changed, what I had to know. So just knocking the rust off and just remembering there is always something to do. I'm in a state staff role. You go in that day knowing this is what I've got to get done, and there are very little distractions other than maybe a few phone calls and emails. At school, you've got things to happen with FFA, but you have a class to teach, and the kids are going to show up one way or another, and it's your job to teach those classes. And then finding the time, whether it's with your planning, while you're trying to eat lunch or after school, to make the extra happen. And the extra is what makes Ag, Ed, and FFA so special. It's that FFA piece of the three-circle model. So just finding the time, the schedule is just, I found it to be so much more fast-paced than I remembered coming back. But it's been exciting. It's been fun to feel that way again and feel such a part of that community.
Yes, sir. And like you said, that three-circle model, I feel, is really what sets FFA apart from the other CTSOs, because there's so much outside effort that goes into it, whether that's with your SAE or with your CDE teams that you're coaching. There's a lot of outside work that goes into FFA behind the scenes that I feel like a lot of people don't see coming in to the ag teacher profession, or just looking at it from an outside standpoint.
You're exactly right. And that's the thing. If we didn't have that FFA piece, we just had, let's say, just two. We had the classroom and the SAE. Yeah, that's great. You might have the best class, and you might have the best teacher, and you go in the shop and build or in a greenhouse or something, and you might remember that. But FFA, like you said, it offers the extra opportunities that really get you bought in, that you make memories that are going to last a lifetime. And, that's the coolest part, is seeing that and getting to work with people who've loved it. And on two different sides, again, as a teacher, you know, it's all about me being the person to inspire them. Me getting to be the reason they love FFA. That's such a gift as an ag teacher, is being the reason somebody falls in love with FFA. And I know I've asked you before, and a lot of other district officers and state officers I've worked with while on state staff, I'm like, who are the like three most influential people in your life that aren't related to you? Everybody in this organization is going to say my ag teacher. And those are for me as well. So having that side of it, even on the state staff side, you get to see the best of the best and get to work with them. While I'm not the reason they were there, like I'm not the reason you were there as a district president, but getting to work with you and see how amazing the work y'all do and where you're from and hear your stories was really a cool, different side of that. And it's the part I love the most about doing that job.
Yes, sir. Like you said, ag teachers are just so influential because, like you said, three most influential people in your life, my ag teacher's definitely up there in that number because they just really help to get you out of your shell. There's so much that ag teachers do that a lot of people don't realize.
Absolutely. And it's just the special people. And I think it's just generational. Like I said, my ag teachers were that for me. It made me want to be that for somebody else. I hope one day somebody wants to be that for somebody else, you know, and pass it down. It's a cool chain that we get to be a part of a family that keeps passing it forward, playing it forward to people.
Yes, sir. I agree. Even with past FFA members, even if it's not being an ag teacher, I know coming from my dad and other family members, it's always, oh, I was in FFA and I loved it. I hope that you can also find your passion in FFA and learn to love it just as I did.
Absolutely.
So, on that note, talking about FFA, kind of a random pivot fun question. What are some of your favorite CDEs and LDEs to coach?
Oh, my goodness. So, in high school, I started out just wanting, like I told you, no ag background. Just wanted to be involved. My ag teacher put me on livestock judging. I am the worst livestock judger ever. Then I was like, let me try something else. They put me on ag mechanics. I'm not very mechanical. If YouTube had been around back then when I was in school, maybe I'd have been better. But didn't find my love there. Finally found it in poultry judging, of all places. Before I found poultry judging, I just knew I liked to eat chicken. But I absolutely loved poultry judging. And string band, I mentioned earlier, was the reason I signed up for ag. And it's something I'm very passionate about still, is just because we're the only state that still has a string band contest in Alabama. And it's something I hope never goes away. It's just such a unique opportunity because it does bring in people from different backgrounds. And it gets, when you bring in someone that doesn't have that background, you have the opportunity to make them an advocate, just as I was. That's what I always say. I may not can go out and work a farm, but I can advocate and I can be that. So poultry is still something I love to this day. String band, while I loved it, it's not something that it's hard to coach. It's hard if you don't have the kids that want to do it. It takes so much time. I grew a love of Parlay Pro though. When I went to teach at Enterprise, I was kind of forced into it. And through the years, had a lot of success with it as a teacher. Had a finally got a gold ranked national team before I left Enterprise. And that and the conduct of a chapter meeting are really fun. I get to teach with my wife at Enterprise, and now I'm back teaching with my wife, who's an ag teacher. And Whitney, she's, it's something we enjoy together. She would coach conduct, I'd coach Parlay Pro. So back and forth working with each other, we both ended up with gold teams. That was really cool. So those are the ones I'm real passionate about. But I love LDEs. I think there's just a lot of with LDEs, the speaking, your events. I'm glad we've got employability skills. That's something I was so glad to be able to bring to Alabama and help move forward when I was on staff. Because I think those contests are going to translate really well to whatever job you want to do. And at the end of the day, that's what these events are designed to do. Help prepare you for a career, and leadership is a big part of what employers need right now.
Yes, sir. I agree. I know through all of the competitions too, I've noticed a lot of kids will go into FFA thinking they see all of the CDEs that are in traditionally kind of ag-based things, and they don't think they'll love it. But once you give them the little push and they get out and actually start exploring all of the different aspects of these more agricultural-based competitions, they end up loving it and really kind of finding their little ag niche.
Absolutely. And that is fun. That's fun to watch.
Yes, sir. So I have another question I was thinking about earlier. A lot of people think that ag should be a required course to be taught in school just because it covers so many crucial topics. Do you agree with this?
I actually don't. I'm a big advocate for students finding what their passion is. And there's nothing, I love the challenge as ag teacher of getting a kid that said, "I didn't want your class. I didn't sign up for this." That's a challenge to me to win them over. However, if they had a passion for, let's say, health science or business or something, and they already knew that was what their interest was in, I would much rather them be spending that time in something they know they love and are interested in. I think ag is a fantastic option for people who don't really know yet, because like you said, it's the diversity of subject matter, and I think there is something for everybody. I've just never been a big proponent of everyone needs to have this class, because as a student, I know I would not have wanted to be told you have to take health science, because I had no interest in that. Now, while in ninth grade, eighth grade, I didn't know what I liked. I just knew there were certain things I didn't care for. So I would have hated to have been told, "You gotta take this." So I think it's more important that we, as ag teachers, we're advocating for our programs, we're publicizing our programs, and we're making kids want to be in our classes. But I don't think it should necessarily be required.
Yes, sir. I really agree with that because, like you said, I feel like one big part of ag classes and FFA is exploration. But if you already know what you're wanting to go into and it's not necessarily ag based and you feel that your time could be spent better in a different class, I think it would be good to go and pursue your special interest.
I've heard of some schools that do like mini semesters of like they'll put them kids in like ag for 9 weeks and then health for 9 weeks, and then in a young grade. And, you know, I'm okay with that if that's something your school's equipped to do. Because you're giving people a big survey. But I still, like I said, if there's something you know you love, let's get you all in it, get you rolling.
Yes, sir. So talking about kind of about different subjects in school, how would you say that teaching ag education and running an FFA chapter is different from other classes that are taught?
Yeah, obviously the FFA side throws in the biggest thing, because, and the best way you can explain it to someone doesn't understand is, you know, you have to be like, well, it's kind of like a club. While we're not a club, we're an organization, obviously. A very large one. I saw the other day over 900,000 members this year. So it's a huge organization, but for a lot of people, I think others look at it and say, well, you're a teacher. You just, it's no different. But ag teachers don't have the luxury of 315 beating the buses out of the parking lot, because if you want to be good at what you do, you've got to invest in your students. And that means staying after school to train teams, staying after school to have officer meetings, and to do fundraisers, because everything we do costs money. You know, buses aren't cheap. So making opportunities is different. On the curriculum side of it, teaching ag is so cool and different, because in my math class, I hated geometry in school. I absolutely said, when will I ever use this? And while I'm gonna break a rule of teachers here and say there are so many things in school I never used. But in geometry, I hated it. I remember I struggled in geometry. As an ag teacher teaching ag construction, I get to practically use geometry, use the Pythagorean theorem whenever we do rafters or something like that on building a I'm building a chicken coop right now with my students, and you know, we're gonna have to use that to calculate some rafters on this chicken house. So what I love about ag, and I think the big difference, is we take what other subjects do in theory and we put it into practice. We're able to say, this is why you need to know that. And whether if it's English, you know, this, we can come in with the employability side of it. Hey, you need to be able to communicate properly. You need to be able to write a good email or a letter, or you need to be able to speak well, because this is going to help you in your career. So we're able to put that career spin on it that I think helps kids say, okay, that's why I do that. That's why I had to learn that math. Or that's why, you know, my science class, we did that. You know, ag is a science. So that's the big difference for me. It's just that we get to make it real, make it practical.
Yes, sir. I know that's one of the reasons that when I was in my 7th and 8th grade ag classes, I really loved it, because like you said, it was practical. I felt like the things I was doing in ag, I knew that I would be able to use in the future, whether that's simple basics like wiring up a socket, learning electrical basics, basics of woodworking, or like you said, just using stuff in the classroom that I knew I would be using in the future, no matter the career I went into.
Right, absolutely.
So to kind of ask a more fun question as we kind of start to wrap things up, what's your favorite FFA story? Because I know all ag teachers have just one of those funny stories.
Oh my goodness, and this is the hardest question that you've asked me, because I've had a very fulfilling career. Been in ag education as a teacher, or you know, in the world of teaching, for this is my 15th year, and I think back, I've been blessed with so many wonderful opportunities. I've checked off so many things off my personal goal list. A lot of my personal goals involve are dependent on the success of students. But one of my best memories I remember is the first time I was able to have a state president. I remember it was back in 2018, and we had a young lady named Summer Parker, and she was, you know, she's one that I had since 9th grade. She walked in my room in 9th grade, and I remember she took initiative to come in, and just watching her journey through getting out of her comfort, she reminded me a lot of myself, kind of quiet, kind of shy at first, but wanted to push herself so bad. So I remember being in the Performing Arts Center in Montgomery that June when she ran, and I had heard from a couple people that had, you know, said, it's going to be a good day, you know, it's good. I've heard she's doing great. She's doing great. But you're sitting there, and you hear that Chicago Bulls music start, and your stomach is just in knots. And being able to sit there, and, you know, they call Sentinel. Not, okay, we can get Sentinel. That's fine. Reporter, you know. And it goes all the way through the list, and you're down to one last office, and you know there are seven kids standing backstage hoping it's their name, and you're in the audience, and you're like, okay, this is it. Just that excitement of hearing her name called, and having been able to see that through a student, being able to, I guess, see a realization that was very ag, teaching ag and showing people the impact that FFA has is often very hard. It's hard for, like, administrators. It's hard for people that don't live it to see. That was a moment where anybody could have seen the impact that moment had. And it's just something I'll never forget, that feeling, and I'll never forget this, that joy of being able to see someone's hard work that I got to play a role in come to fruition. So that's probably still one of my favorite moments, definitely. On a more personal note, getting my honorary American degree at the same time as my wife, that was really cool as well. And then being added to the FFA Wall of Honor this past year was very special for me as well, very humbling, because it came from a group of people and a community that I grew up in, and it was just nice having been gone from Enterprise to have people there still care enough about what I did when I was there to say, we want to honor you in this way, and we raise this money to put you on this short list of amazing people. So those are some really just nice memories for me. And then obviously just getting to work with so many amazing young people is just, they're too many to count.
Yes, sir. Like you said, I feel like one of my favorite parts, even though I'm not an ag teacher, being an FFA kid is just seeing all the hard work pay off and really understanding that what I'm doing is making an impact.
Absolutely. And for me, having served in a role where I got to work with you on that leadership side, that's something that's so cool for you to recognize now. And what I hope other members will recognize is you have such a huge impact. While we've talked about a lot about teachers and what teachers can do for students, there's no substitute for what leadership at a student level can do for your peers. You have the ability to tell someone that you see potential in them, and it means so much more than their own teacher telling them. So, getting to watch you and others do what you do and go out and motivate, you're the reason we get to, as teachers, continue to have successful programs, because we have great leadership at district and state with officers that get out and motivate the state. And that's the only thing I ever wanted when I was in that role. And you know personally from having to have worked with me, my big thing is you get out and you go visit and you get people fired up and you get them excited about this organization, because there's a reason you're here. Make sure they know the reason why they can be here.
Yes, sir. I agree. Getting out and making that impact and making those connections is so important. So to kind of wrap us up, for my final question, I want to ask, what advice would you give to somebody that's wanting to pursue a career in ag education?
I would 100 billion percent say do it. I feel like we teachers and teachers who have been doing it a long time can sometimes forget they can forget why they do what they do. They can get bogged down because education is like any other job. It has its downside. Sometimes decisions are made above your head as a teacher that you're not going to like, that you don't feel are in the best interest of students. Sometimes you're going to get bombarded with paperwork that is absolutely ridiculous. And I know I've lived both sides of that life, and Sometimes it's stressful, and that's not just for ag teachers, that's for all teachers. Sometimes just the things that happen in schools, you just shake your head and wonder why. Is this not what's best? Ella, I'm getting discouraged, and I've heard a lot of tales of people telling you don't want to be a teacher. You don't want to be an ag teacher. You don't want to do this. But I will just say from personal experience, this career has given me so much. This organization has given me so much. Like I said, it gave me the confidence to be able to do the things I've been able to do, to get up and talk in front of people, to travel the world and see different things. It is what led me to meeting my wife. I mean, we met when we started teaching together. We both were inspired by this organization. And that, I mean, that's my favorite thing FFA's done for me. But just those opportunities. So you can't get too tied up in the things you have to do, the boxes you have to check in education. I tell them, you're going to have to do those things. You're not going to always like it, but you're going to have to do it sometimes. But don't get bogged down in that. Remember why you ever thought you might want to teach ag. And hold on to that, because that's what will get you through the tough days. And at the end of the day, that's what makes this job so rewarding. So my advice is go and do it and find a way. And don't let, if that's what your passion is, don't let somebody tell you no. Make it happen. We need ag teachers. What's the future like without a good ag teacher? That's a future I don't want to think about. So I definitely say do it.
Yes, sir. Like you said, keep that circle going of the top three most influential people. Keep the ag teacher in that circle.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Mr. Dice, once again, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And I know I've learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
I'm so humbled you asked. It's just a great joy to talk to you and just share these stories and these conversations. And I hope this leads to a lot of people having some great conversations with their friends, with their teacher, and other people involved in the ag industry. And I just think so much of what you're doing, just being an advocate, and so proud of you and what all you've accomplished. And I can't wait to see what the bright future holds for you and so many others.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Agriscience education is crucial, not just in the creation of the next generation of agriculturalists, but also in providing opportunities to students all across the nation. Ag classes and FFA continue to teach important life skills to students and members, leaving a lasting impact on their lives. The work that teachers do to facilitate this learning and provide opportunities is crucial to not just the agricultural industry, but the nation. I hope you've learned something new in this, the sixth episode of A Day in Agriculture. You can expect the next episode on September 25th and listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. To keep up with the latest updates about A Day in Agriculture, I encourage you to follow our Instagram. Thank you for listening. Sources used in this episode are as follows: the National FFA Organization, Agricultural Education and FFA History, Encyclopedia Britannica, Smith Hughes Act. If you would like access to the transcript of this episode or have any questions, contact adayinagriculture@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and again, you can expect the next episode on September 25th.